We're in the middle of several Torah readings that discuss details about things which at first glance, to many, appear to be disconnected from our contemporary life. After all, what is the relevance of the detailed description of the construction of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle? Why do we need to know about the intricate design of its vessels, or about the clothing that was fashioned for the Kohen, the priest, or the Kohen Gadol, or the high priest? One example is a vessel that is mentioned both in this week's Parsha, Tetzaveh, and in last week's Parsha, Truma. I refer to the two altars in the temple and in the tabernacle. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the bronze altar, measured 13 feet or nearly 4 meters high. It contains a message relevant for everyone, especially in these challenging times. The Kohen clearly needed to ascend to the top somehow in order to prepare the offerings and the libations on the site. But how was he to get there? The Torah tells us, Lo taleh b'malot amizbechi, asher lo tigaleh erotcha alav. Do not ascend my altar by steps, that your nakedness may not be exposed upon it. The Torah specifically forbids the Kohen from using steps. Instead, he must ascend using a ramp. What is the difference between a ramp and steps? How does a ramp solve the problem raised in the verse about exposing nakedness? Why is one mandated and one prohibited? In using steps, one has three choices. You can go up, you can go down, or you can stay in the exact same place. But when using a ramp, one has only two options, either to go up or to go down. On a ramp, there is no plateau on which to remain comfortably in place. On the contrary, if you try to stand in place on a ramp, momentum leads you to slide backwards. The altar, which symbolizes our commitment to sacrifice for our relationship with God, reminds us that in all relationships in our lives, we either go up or we go down. There's no such thing as plateauing in our closest relationships, whether it's with God, our spouse, our children, or any other we deem important. We are either in a state of growth or in a state of decline. If we really wish to treat our important relationships with the attention they deserve, to ensure that they are always in a state of growth and vitality, we must ascend the ramp, continuously working on our relationships, investing our most precious resources, time, and emotions in them. This is the timeless message that the Torah shares with us through depicting the construction of this one vessel. Messages can be found in the analysis of all the temple structures. May we find the strength to be engaged in an ongoing process of growth, of ascension, in our closest relationships, both with God and with others in our family, community, and society. Shabbat Shalom.